Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here with my lovely wife, Lisa Radlin, over on the other side. How are you today, Lisa?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Great, great. We just want to take a moment and welcome each and every one of you to the program. We're so glad that you've joined us today. And we are believing that God is going to speak to you, man, specifically in your life through the topic that we bring. We're a topical Bible study here on 91.5 FM and also on our podcast at ourlighthouse.net, which is the church website for Lighthouse Christian Church. You can look us up that way as well. And we just want to convey to each and every one of you that God is moving right now in the world. God is reaching to people that have never been reached to before. I mean, He is trying so hard to get people to just come alongside with Him and do life together with Him. And it's an open invitation for each and every one of you to come into a relationship with Jesus Christ and see God begin to change and transform your life, because a lot of you are facing difficult times, difficult situations. The world is changing all around us, and we are believing that God is going to be the breakthrough that you've been looking for in your life. His name is Jesus, and He wants to be breakthrough for you in your life. So what's today's topic?
Today's topic is overcoming obstacles in your life.
Ah, overcoming obstacles. I didn't set that up at all for you, did I?
No, I mean, have you ever faced a difficult situation in your life? Because life has challenges. I mean, even going to the grocery store. When you go to the grocery store and you look at the bill, you're like, what in the world? What did I buy? I didn't even get anything. I mean, we hardly ever go grocery shopping. And when I just go to get a few things, I'm spending $50. I'm like, $50? What did I even get? There's nothing in my cart.
Yeah.
This is not even worth it.
it's true.
So
I mean, people are struggling financially. People are struggling
for sure.
Physically, you know, we just came out of a pandemic. People are, you know, we're seeing a lot of people that are suffering from consequences of health issues and vaccines and different things that way. They're battling through things that nobody's really faced before. In this generation, we are facing a whole nother level of attacks that the enemy is bringing against us, and they look like obstacles. You have to overcome them.
Romans 5:1-5. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into the place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they will help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful.
It doesn't sound very rejoiceful. Like, oh,
yeah,
let's rejoice.
Hey, we can rejoice.
Yeah,
yes.
We can rejoice because we're going through trouble. But look, Job faced a lot of trouble. And when Job went through all his problems, he wound up doing way better than before. After he went through and endured losing everything, he doubled everything that he had before. So, I mean, I guess you could say it was worth it. But I mean, when we go through troubles, life happens, and we have to be prepared to overcome obstacles that we face, because we all face challenges.
Yeah, I like in that scripture that it says for it's going to help us to develop endurance. You know, when you look at an athlete or an Olympian or somebody like that, you know, they go to the Olympics and they have one moment where everything in their entire life is coming and building into that one moment. They've endured.
For 4 years, they prepared.
They've woke up every morning. They've eaten everything they're supposed to eat. They've practiced and practiced, and they've endured. And, you know, endurance develops strength of character. So what's happening is you're a world-class athlete because you have strength of character. You've sown into, you know, this thing called what, gymnastics or surfing or, you know, any number of sports, basketball, that are in the Olympics. And that character strengthens, you know, our confidence. And I love it because he says we can have a confidence and a hope of salvation, because when we go through trials, it's like we're testing our faith over and over again. You know, I can waver in my faith sometimes. I can look at the situation and I can go, it's never going to work out. This is never going to happen the way I want it to happen. And it's not true. It's just simply a moment in time that I need to press through and watch God deliver me from and see the victory come. And that's what a hope of salvation is that God is going to save us. He's going to pull us out of that. And this hope will not lead to disappointment.
And I think during those times is when we need to watch our words, because that's when we get on that emotional roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, oh no, what's happening to my life? Oh, nothing's happening good. And you just keep speaking out negative stuff instead of putting your trust and hope in God and saying, okay, yes, I'm facing a situation right now, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He's with me through this storm. I'm going to be able to make it to the other side, and all things are going to work together for good because I love God and I'm called according to his purpose.
Yeah. I mean, it brings me back to there's a famous t-shirt out there that, you know, says life happens.
I thought you were going to say the other word. I'm like, wow,
no,
you're really out
no.
there.
Life happens. You know, we have to be prepared to overcome obstacles. You're going to face something. Those of you who are listening today, something, somewhere, somehow is going to come against you in your life. And we say it on here off and on, and we talk about this topic here and there. We're all going to face challenges.
And what's the definition of challenge? Difficult, tough, demanding, hard, complicated, heavy. It's not really something you want to endure, but the key is once you go through that challenge, you make it to the other side, you're stronger because you made it through whatever
yeah.
it was you are facing.
It's good. It's good.
Now, for me, as many of you know, I'm a process server. I serve court documents and evictions, divorce papers, child support summons, like basically lawsuits. And lately,
that's your job.
Yes, I've seen so many crazy situations when I'm out serving in papers and evictions.
You hear about circumstances.
It's so sad because like I'll go there to serve the paper and it's like basically a notice telling these people that they're going to have to get out of their house in 30 days or they're going to have to pay an extra $600 a month for rent because the rent's getting increased. Or, you know, all these different things. And people are just like, what am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to go? I don't have
money
saved.
Yeah.
I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I can barely meet my rent now. How am I going to pay an extra $600? You know, and it's just like, it gives me an opportunity, obviously, for me to pray for people and try and encourage them. But it also is just so sad because these people have the fear of the unknown. They're under financial stress. And many of them, they're angry at their landlord. Like, that's it. Oh, my landlord.
How dare him?
Why would he do this to me? But we have to know that we're all faced with difficulties and we have our lives flipped upside down sometimes, financially, emotionally, and it's hurtful and it's hard to face some of these things. But thankfully, we are never alone in these challenges. We have to remember that God is with us because he says he will never leave us or forsake us.
Yeah, I love the line that you said there is that they're in fear of the unknown. And fear is one of the enemy's greatest weapons. You know, God said, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. So power, you know, says, I have the ability to walk through this. You know, love says, I can endure this, that God is with me. And in a sound mind says, I can trust the Lord in this situation. You know, we've all faced obstacles. I've been through health situations in my own life where, you know, my pancreas exploded 5 years ago. I spent 6 months in a hospital bed on a feeding tube. I've been in missions trips where, you know, we couldn't get through customs. We had to pray. We had to trust God. We had to step into situations. I've lost my job when September 11th in 2001. We were, you know, going through that. And I mean, you want to talk about being stressed out. You walk into work and they're laying off 60% of everybody there and you're watching people's lives falling apart. But, you know, for me in that moment, it was kind of ironic because I knew that God had me. I felt, you know what, I can overcome this obstacle. I knew I had tools. I knew I had other skills and that I could go back to work and do whatever it is that I need to do to make a living for us to survive.
And you knew that job's not your provider. God's your provider.
Exactly.
So they could pull the rug out from under you, but you still have God and he's the one that's going to guide and take you to the next step.
I mean, my Bible says with God all things are possible and he will supply all my needs.
My Bible says
according
that
to
too.
His riches and glory in Christ Jesus, right?
Cool.
So we can rise above life's circumstances when we recognize and understand that God is walking with us. So I guess, you know, if God is for us, who can be against us? In Romans 8:31, if God is walking with you, everybody who's listening today, you can rise above whatever circumstance you're looking at. You know, look at John chapter 16, verse 32 and 33. It says, indeed, the hour is coming. Yes, it has now come that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace in the world. You will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You see, in him we will have peace. So the goal is what? To stay
in him.
How do we stay in Jesus in the midst of these huge obstacles and the situations that we're facing in our life? What would be some good examples that we could give people as to how to stay in him? You know, because let's face it, fear comes. Fear will grip your heart and it will try to pull you out of the presence of God. So one of the ways you can stay in his presence is first you got to trust him, but in trusting him, you worship him in the midst of the situation. When
yes.
I got laid off at that job, I said, God, you are my provider, not this job. So I trust you that you're going to make sure that the bills get paid. You're going to help me to get whatever it is. And I picked up my tools. And the next day, I started doing construction work. And I made more money, almost doubled my income, really, with the amount of work
that
came in.
Yeah, it was actually a blessing in disguise. You're like, wow, I'm actually good at this. I think I'm going to keep doing this for a while.
And, yeah,
you know,
right?
Just getting your business,
started
a business license, and started doing construction and everything. So let's look at the life of Moses. I mean, Moses had his share of obstacles. In Exodus 2, I was reading, and here it goes. King Pharaoh was the ruler of Egypt at the time. His astrologers told him that they had seen in the stars that the savior of the Jewish people had been born and would ultimately meet his end through water. Pharaoh therefore decreed that all newborn Jewish boys be drowned in the Nile River to ensure that the savior of the Jewish people would be killed. So his mother tried to hide him for 3 months, but he started getting so hard to hide, she put him in a special basket that she lined with tar to keep it water sealed. Now, as he's floating in the crocodile-infested Nile River, he's found by Pharaoh's daughter while she's bathing in the river, and the favor of God was on him, and his older sister was watching and told Pharaoh's daughter that she knew of a Hebrew woman who could nurse him, and his own mother was able to nurse him, and she was paid by Pharaoh's daughter to feed him, and when he was weaned from his mother, brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she named him Moses, which meant drawn from the water. One day, after Moses had grown up, he went out where his own people were and watched them at their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people. Looking this way and that to see that no one was around, he killed the Egyptian and hit him in the sand. The next day, he went out and he saw two Hebrews fighting. He asked one in the wrong, "Why are you hitting that fellow Hebrew?" The man said, "Who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and thought, "Oh, What I have done must be become known. When Pharaoh heard of this, he tried to kill Moses, but Moses fled from Pharaoh and went to live in Midian, where he sat down by a well. God then spoke to Moses through a burning bush. So now go, I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people and Israelites out of Egypt. But Moses said, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you, and this will be a sign to you that is who I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Then Moses told the Lord, I'm not good at speech, and I stutter. And so the Lord told him Aaron would help him. So that was another challenge that Moses faced, and God gave him some help. So as you can see, like, there's several situations. First of all, Moses almost died as a baby. So that was one challenge. then we got him over here.
He's got anger issues.
Yeah, he's killing someone, and then he's got to run for his life. So, that's another challenge.
Yeah, so he's having to run.
And then he's got a stuttering problem. So he's like, man, I can't even do what God's calling me to do because I have a stuttering problem. Which God was still going to take. God actually got mad at him. He's like, listen, I know you have a stuttering problem. I still asked you to do this.
Right.
Just because I'm asking you to do this and doesn't mean that you can limit yourself. Did you know that Benny Hinn actually had a stuttering problem?
No.
Yeah, he shares that in his testimony. He said that when he was younger and even his teenager years and maybe even early 20s, he was a stutterer, but God healed him of that. There's a lot of people that God has called to do things and you limit yourself thinking, well, how could I do that? You know, I'm too shy. Like Andrew Womack, he was really shy. He was afraid. And here he is, a public speaker, sharing the gospel and talking to all these people, yet he was really shy before. So don't limit yourself because God can use you. Don't think that you have your own. Sometimes we create our own obstacles saying, man, I'm not enough. How am I going to do this? I have this problem and I have that. But God sees you and he sees what God, you know, the potential that he's put in you and he's ready to use you. That's just a side note.
Well, that's good. I like it because in our weaknesses, he's made strong. And I think sometimes we don't realize it, but the very thing that we think disqualifies us actually qualifies us. And we had just been talking, you know, about qualification and stuff on the program. But God isn't looking for perfect people. There aren't any. So if you're out there and you're thinking, I just need to get my act together and then I'm going to come to God, you'll never get your act together enough to come to God. Just, you know, look at the situations that you're in and invite God into the situations and circumstances that you're under in the moment that you're in them instead of waiting and trying to get through those situations and then come to God and try to clean. You know, it's like an addict saying, well, as soon as I get sober, I'm going to give my life to Jesus. No, if you will actually give your life to Jesus, he'll help you to get sober.
Right.
You know, if you're dealing with fear and anxiety in your life, don't sit there and go, well, when I get over this fear and anxiety, then I'm going to give my life to Jesus. No, give your life to Jesus and he will help you to overcome that fear and that anxiety. Look at Joshua 1:9. It's such a powerful scripture. It says, have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, right? Do not be afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
So things are going to happen in your life, and we all have trials and tribulations in this world. But be of good cheer, says the Lord. I have overcome the world, and he's with us wherever we go. We're never alone. That's a good thing about being a believer in Christ, because you know that no matter what you face, you're never alone.
Yeah,
I don't know how people make it without Jesus.
How do you do it without him?
I don't know. I've never lived without him.
I've known the Lord so long now, it's hard to even imagine what my life was like without him, but I can. I can remember that my life was a big mess before I knew Jesus, and he helped me, clean me up. But, you know, I love that the scripture in Joshua 1:9 says, have I not commanded you to be strong and of good courage and not to be afraid? You know, God is saying, you're with me, so stop this, you know, weakness, this, you know, shyness or this insecurity stuff. You've got me. And I love this because it paints a picture that, you know, when I'm doing something in my life and God is with me, all of heaven is behind me. I've got every resource of heaven at my disposal. And he's like, don't be dismayed, for I am with you wherever you go. It doesn't matter. I've been in other countries where people are like, what? You went there? You're crazy to go there. But I'm here today to tell you that I am more safe in another country that's dangerous if God's called me to be there than I would be not going and being in disobedience sitting right here in my own life.
Oh, that's so good.
And you know, I mean, people are like, you can get killed there. I'm like, you can get killed in Coco.
Right,
if you exactly. go to the wrong place. You know, you can get killed anywhere if you're in a situation that has brought you outside of God's will. See, the bottom line is this. We can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. And it's in Him that we live and move and have our being. It's in Christ. Are you in Christ Jesus today? If you are, then all things are going to work together for your good.
And no
you
matter
do all things.
No matter what obstacles we face, He is with us, and we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, because God has my future in His hands.
Yeah, I think obstacles actually show us that His way is so much better than our way. You know, I wouldn't have known the power of God in my life. I wouldn't have known the deliverance of God in my life had I not experienced obstacles and seen the hand of God come into that situation and deliver us and deliver me. So I'm here today to say God is ready to deliver you. He's ready to show you the path to overcoming the obstacles that you're facing in your life, no matter what they are. He is for you. He's with you. He is your shield. He's your buckler. He is everything that you will ever need to overcome life's situations.
And in Revelation 12:11, it says, and they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life unto death. We need to get to a place where we realize that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And if we have Jesus, we can make it through any obstacle.
Yeah, you're right. Some tests are hard. There's things that we're going to endure in our life, but if we make the cross our first priority, we get Jesus into our life and allow Him to be Lord of our lives, then we can overcome any obstacle. Even though we, you know, have Jesus as Lord of our life, we're not promised a life without issues and situations not happening. We just have to have Him walking through each one of those situations with us. So we're going to take a quick break, everybody, and hear from our sponsors. We hope you're enjoying the program. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. We know He's coming around. We know He's coming around. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah, yeah. Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at ourlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, we're just so glad that each and every one of you took the time to join us here and be encouraged in the Word and be encouraged to have victory in overcoming obstacles in your life. One of the biggest obstacles, though, I believe, Lisa, is the obstacle that we face of spending time with the Lord.
Oh, it's so easy to get distracted with just regular life and to put other things before spending time with the Lord. And He's the one that's going to help us through anything.
I know.
So we need to make Him a priority.
So are you going to keep your relationship with God a priority and keep your daily appointment with Him? You know, if God brings you to it, God can bring you through it.
Amen.
So the next time that you're faced with a trial out there or a challenge, let's look at the scripture in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. This will help you.
But Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." What's impossible for you? God makes it possible, and God will bring you help. You just have to ask Him. How are you responding to the obstacles in your life? Are you responding with faith or with fear?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different ways for us to overcome the obstacles in our life. Here's a good one. Just accept the fact that you have to face them. Don't let your emotions take over. Stay calm, be in peace, and just trust the Lord. And then, you know what? Believe that He's with you. You know, Jesus is with you. Listen for His direction.
And believe in faith for divine intervention. God will deliver us and He will walk us through it. We have to dethrone ourselves and allow Jesus to be King and guide us.
Wow, that is so good. You know, we need to allow Jesus to be our King, to be our direction, to be everything that we need. If God's able to part the Red Sea, if that's what it takes for the children of Israel, you know, He's willing to do even greater things, you know, for us to overcome the things in our life. But we've got to be people of faith.
So
we've got to be standing out, ready to believe that the Lord is ready to do it.
Amen. Let me challenge you in your challenges. Will you believe God is with you no matter what? Are you believing He's going to work all things together for good because you're called according to His purpose? We need to declare this. Let's declare.
Yes, this is good.
Thank you, Lord, that we have the victory in You, and the test that we face is our testimony.
You can't have a testimony without a test. You know what? And obstacles are coming. They're going to happen. But God said that He would get you through it. That in the hard times, He would carry you. In the joyous times, He would rejoice with you. So trust the Lord, guys. Those of you who are listening and gals, we are believing for complete victory as you trust God and see Him help you to overcome all the obstacles that you're going to face in your life. We hope you enjoyed it. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marylawn, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.